Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bitcoin Age by Nick Bhatia is a nonfiction book about money, monetary history, and Bitcoin's place in the evolution of financial systems. Written by a finance scholar and former bond market professional, it combines macroeconomic analysis with a critique of modern credit-based money. The book starts from a simple question: why has real wealth become harder to build even as technology improves productivity? From there, it traces the rise of the US dollar, banking expansion, and the mechanisms of money creation that shape prices, inequality, and economic stability. Bhatia's purpose is not just to explain Bitcoin as a digital asset, but to frame it as a possible response to long-standing weaknesses in traditional money. The book is aimed at readers who want a serious systems-level explanation of how money works and why Bitcoin matters in that larger context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why productivity gains have not made everyday life more affordable. A core starting point in the book is the contrast between technological progress and the rising cost of basic necessities. Bhatia uses this tension to challenge the assumption that a more advanced economy automatically produces broader prosperity. Instead, he argues that the structure of money and credit can absorb much of the benefit of productivity gains before they reach ordinary savers and workers. This makes the book less about Bitcoin as a price chart and more about the purchasing power problem that motivates interest in alternative monetary systems. The point is not simply that prices rise, but that the relationship between income, saving, and asset ownership has changed in ways that make wealth accumulation harder for people outside financial institutions. By beginning with affordability, the book grounds its argument in lived economic experience rather than abstract theory. Secondly, the historical rise of the dollar and the banking system. The book places Bitcoin within a long historical arc that runs from the modern US dollar to global banking and the international credit system. Bhatia is interested in how money became increasingly layered, mediated, and institutionally controlled over time. This historical framing matters because it shows that the current system was not inevitable or static. It developed through policy choices, banking practices, and changing settlement structures. The book presents the dollar as a powerful monetary base, but also as part of a broader architecture that enables large-scale credit expansion. That expansion can support growth, yet it can also create fragility when monetary incentives encourage excessive leverage or distort saving behavior. By tracing these developments, the book helps readers understand that Bitcoin is not being introduced into a vacuum. It is positioned as a response to an older system whose strengths and weaknesses were built over decades. Thirdly, unchecked money creation and its effects on inequality and financial stress. Another major theme is the claim that continual money creation distorts the distribution of wealth and contributes to repeated financial instability. Bhatia links inflation, asset inflation, and inequality to the way modern monetary systems transmit benefits unevenly. In this view, those closest to credit creation and financial markets tend to gain first, while wage earners and late receivers of money face higher prices later. The book does not argue that money creation is always harmful, but it does stress that the design of the system shapes who captures value and who bears risk. This is important because it moves the discussion beyond a narrow inflation debate. Bhatia treats financial crises, rising housing costs, and unequal access to asset appreciation as symptoms of a deeper structural issue. The book's criticism of the present order is therefore institutional and monetary, not merely political or cyclical. Fourthly, Bitcoin as a savings technology and a decentralized store of value. The book's most distinctive argument is that Bitcoin should be understood primarily as a form of money that protects savings rather than as a speculative trade. Bhatia emphasizes Bitcoin's fixed supply, resistance to manipulation, and decentralized design as qualities that address problems he sees in fiat currency systems. In contrast to money that can lose purchasing power over time, Bitcoin is presented as a mechanism for preserving value across time without relying on a central issuer. This framing is central to the book because it shifts the reader away from short-term price speculation and toward monetary function. If Bitcoin can reliably serve as a store of value, then its importance extends beyond investment portfolios and into ordinary financial behavior such as saving, transmitting wealth, and opting out of credit dependency. The book treats this use case as the foundation of Bitcoin's significance. Lastly, Bitcoin as the basis of a new monetary era. Beyond explaining Bitcoin itself, the book argues that it may mark the beginning of a broader monetary transition. Bhatia does not describe Bitcoin as a complete replacement for all existing finance, but he does suggest that it introduces a new standard for digital scarcity and individual control. This matters because it reframes Bitcoin from a technological novelty into a structural challenge to how money is organized. The book's macro perspective asks readers to consider coexistence, adaptation, and long-term change rather than immediate disruption. In that sense, Bitcoin Age is about monetary evolution, how a decentralized asset could reshape saving habits, influence financial institutions, and create a parallel logic for value storage outside the credit system. The book stands out by linking the technical properties of Bitcoin to large questions about sovereignty, trust, and the future design of money. In conclusion, Bitcoin Age will be most valuable to readers who want a serious explanation of money before they decide what Bitcoin means. It is well suited to students of economics, investors trying to understand the monetary backdrop, and general readers who sense that inflation, housing affordability, and asset inequality cannot be explained by surface-level commentary alone. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It connects the history of the dollar, banking, and credit expansion to the case for Bitcoin without reducing the subject to hype or trading advice. Compared with many Bitcoin books, it is more macroeconomic than promotional and more historical than technical. That makes it useful for readers who want to understand why Bitcoin is discussed as a monetary alternative rather than merely a volatile asset. The book stands out in its category because it treats Bitcoin as a response to structural flaws in the modern financial system, not just as a technological breakthrough or investment opportunity. Readers looking for a framework rather than a slogan are the best fit for this book. If you would like to support Nick Bhatia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.